Random House Audio presents Toxic Bachelors by Danielle Steele. Read for you by Keith Brewer. He said, she said. He said he'd always cherish me. She said she'd love me forever. He said he'd be my partner. She said she'd be my best friend. He said he'd listen to my stories. She said she'd laugh at my jokes. He said he'd always listen to me. She said she'd always talk to me. He said he'd always hug me. She said she'd always hold my hand. He said he'd always sleep with me. She said she'd always kiss me goodnight. He said he'd always love me. She said she'd never leave me. Donna Rosenthal, artist. Chapter 1. The sun was brilliant and hot, shining down on the deck of the motor yacht Blue Moon. She was 240 feet, 80 meters of sleek, exquisite powerboat, remarkably designed. Pool, helipad, 6 elegant, luxurious guest cabins, a master suite right out of a movie, and an impeccably trained crew of 16. The Blue Moon and her owner had appeared in every yachting magazine around the world. Charles Sumner Harrington had bought her from a Saudi prince 6 years before. He had bought his first yacht, a 75-foot sailboat, when he was 22. She had been called the Dream. 24 years later, he enjoyed life on his boat as much as he had then. At 46, Charles Harrington knew that he was a lucky man. In many ways, seemingly, life had been easy for him. At 20.